Good morning and welcome to Jew in the City Speaks with your host, Allison Josephs, also known as Jew in the City. The world has changed significantly since October 7th. It's kind of like life before and life after. And I think Jews have changed in significant ways, not just political beliefs, not just a sense of betrayal of not realizing quite how hated we were or that people that we thought were our allies or friends may not be. But there's also a sense of a need to protect yourself. I never thought that this would happen, but my husband and I recently became gun owners. Probably the week of October 7th, I went on Twitter, maybe like the day or so afterwards, and I wrote, Jews all around the world right now, should I get a gun? And this tweet exploded. And I would say in general, Jews tend to not be the most into gun community that's out there. And yet, when we went to the local gun store, it was full of Jews. And in our local Jewish newspaper, every other ad is about self-defense or about getting a gun. And I think that is the vibe right now, because I think we know too many stories about Jews that didn't protect themselves, weren't able to protect themselves. And that is why today's guest, Sammy Horowitz, is very in the moment right now with the work that he is doing, teaching Jews self-defense, working out of LA. Sammy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much, Allison. I really appreciate you having me.
Of course. So you have a, is this your studio, this self-defense, course or, organization? Huh. Like, tell me about like what you're running.
So the name of my club is the Bear Jew Boxing Club. And that was inspired partly by I used to be a professional boxer. So I was a pro fighter. I turned pro some years ago. I had 13 professional fights in boxing, quite a few amateur fights. And my nickname, I had two different nicknames when I was a boxer. I had the Russian concussion, because some of my family comes from Russia, and then the Bear Jew, and that was inspired by, Eli Roth from Inglourious Basterds. But there were two nicknames I had, so we decided on the Bear Jew Boxing Club, and it's completely nonprofit. I'm renting the studio with funds that I raised, and I'm a television and film writer now by trade. That's what I do. I was a Hollywood stuntman for 9 years, and then broke into writing. Wrote on TV show and did movies, and I had to figure out something that was actionable that I could do, and this was it.
I love it. So so you mentioned that you have family that comes from Russia. Where did you grow up? How did you grow up Jewishly?
So my father's family comes from Russia. I grew up conservative. We went to some Reform synagogues, I guess, a couple times, but more or less we went to conservative synagogues growing up. I grew up in Chicago. When I was real young, we lived outside of Cleveland, Ohio for a little bit. Then my family moved to Chicago. And now my wife and I are much more observant. So especially since October 7th, observing Shabbat and walking to shul. And, I go to Chabad now. And it's just things have changed quite a bit in the last 8 months.
I love it. I mean, look, our organization is here to, with our founding mission at Jew in the City, was to confront stereotypes and negative ideas people have about Orthodox Jews and Judaism. Yeah. And I feel like Jews around the world are being kind of called back. And this sense of, if you hate me for this, I'm going to do it even harder and stronger. Like, I love Michael Rapaport made this New Year's resolution. I'm going to become more Jewish and more Zionist to basically get all the Jew haters angry. And he's posting pictures of tefillin every day. And I think it's such a an empowering response for us to say, you hate me for this, I'll do more of it. Is that kind of a little bit like, well, I guess what you said, something changed since October 7th, but what drew you in to start observing Shabbat, start becoming more connected?
Yeah, 100%. It's weird. I've never not been connected to my Jewishness. I mean, my I first started having interactions with Chabad, for example, in 2002. I'm 40 years old, and you know, I've been on and off having dealings with Chabad since 2002, and but I was not observant. I you know, I've never been observant, and I mean, we were kosher when I was a little boy, and then I kind of just, you know, I got kicked out of Hebrew school. That's like kind of my thing, you know. So no, I mean, yeah, I felt a calling. I mean, look, October 17th, I went to Israel. You know, October 7th, what happened, you know, when Israel was attacked by terrorists, by Hamas, and I felt really torn up about it, and I wanted to go to Israel October 8th, and my wife and I, like, she wasn't obviously into that idea, and I ended up going October 17th, 10 days later, and I went there and I volunteered a little bit. But I realized, you know, there's only so much I can do over there. I'm not in the IDF. I'm not a citizen. And so I came home. You know, I got to do some volunteer stuff over there, but I came home and I was like, I wanted to do something. And my wife's like, you know, we need you over here. There's things that you could do over here, and this is one of them. And so as far as my Jewishness goes, I mean, like, yeah, I feel like certainly since October, I mean, literally since October 7th, I've worn tefillin almost every single day. I had worn tefillin one time in my entire life prior to October 7th, once. Now I do it every single day. And these are things that have changed. You know, I brought back tefillin from Israel, and just a lot of stuff has changed in my life. Going
Oh.
weekly visits with the rabbi. I learned how to read Hebrew over the last 8 months. I read Hebrew now every day. I didn't know how to read Hebrew before. Like it's yeah, so for me, I feel very similar. I mean, you know, I'm different. I'm pretty different than Michael Rappaport personality-wise, but as far as like, yeah, I'm a Zionist. I'm not afraid to say I'm a Zionist. I'm not ashamed to say I'm a Zionist. I'm proud to be a Zionist. I'm proud to be a Zionist. I'm proud to be Jewish. I represent that, and I know a lot of really, really awesome, good, smart Jewish people. You know, my wife's one of them. My family members are some of them. You know, you're one of them. There are a lot of people that I know that are smart, good Jewish people, far more good than bad, you know? And so, yeah, anyways, that's how I feel about it.
I love it. You know, your career has been about sort of a physical type of thing with being a stuntman and a boxer, but the amount of spiritual merit and strength that you're creating with these acts is tremendous. And you know, as you were talking, I was thinking Hamas had no idea what they were unleashing. Like the and so now that we've, you know, and I it's so inspiring, the Jewish part. Now let's move back to the Bear Jew and your club. You're
Yeah.
working a lot with the Orthodox community. You know,
Sure.
my sense is that there's kind of different ways that Jews get represented since you have this Hollywood background and since our organization in large part was dealing with Jewish representation. You've got either kind of like the weak sort of yeshiva bacher type of Orthodox Jew, the nerd, that type of a thing, or you've got the bloodthirsty Israeli Jew. Those are kind of the different, you know, ways that we are depicted. What I love is that in your club, you're doing a lot of sort of empowering and education of the Orthodox community specifically, right? So tell us about how you connected with these Yeshiva Guys program for women.
Yeah. No, exactly. And, you know, it's funny, the yeshiva boys that train with me, they're little badasses. It's I mean, they were taken to the skills that I was showing them quicker than a lot of the just secular Jews that were coming in the club. So I've been doing this for a couple months now, and this is literally how I started. You know, I'm in some WhatsApp groups, and I posted about it. This is what I want to do. I got some people from the WhatsApp group. The word kind of spread. But as far as, you know, my target is not the financially successful, you know, well-off Jewish person. You know, that's not the target for who I'm going after. They're welcome to train in my club. Everybody is welcome to train in my club. I will show any Jew that wants to learn self-defense. But what inspired me to do this was the Jewish person that, you know, is walking around every day in LA, that's getting harassed. That's you know, the Jews that are in the Pico Robertson area, the Jews that are in the Beverly area, you know, the Jews that are dealing with this stuff every day, this is just another day, and they're dealing with it. And people that might feel apprehensive to walk down the street now, apprehensive to go to and from shul, those are the Jews that I was targeting. And so I'm thinking, how do I do that? So what I did is literally I was just driving to my buddy Billy's house, you know, who lives, you know, around Dr. Sandwich area in Beverly by the Grove. I was driving around and I saw a Jewish kid, you know, riding his bike, and I pulled up next to him. He probably was a little, you know, nervous because I can be a little jarring, I guess. I rolled down my window. I said, yo, hey, let me talk to you for a second. He saw my kippah. So he's like, okay, this guy's not crazy. He's not just some crazy guy pulling up next to me. I said, let me talk to you for a second. We got out of the car. I said, listen, this is what I'm doing. I'm training Jewish people how to box. Are you interested? He said, yeah. He came on Sunday. He showed up to the address I gave him. He doesn't have social media. He just showed up. He trained. I trained him. You know, he's a yeshiva boy. He brought some more yeshiva boys. And pretty soon I had a class full of yeshiva. They went back to New York last week. So instead of yeshiva for right now, until I get a new class of yeshiva, now I'm doing an all women's class in that time slot. So last week I had all Orthodox women, you know, and they're awesome. And they were taken to this. And the whole, just like you said, empowerment. Look, I understand that not everybody, you know, size does matter in fighting, especially if you're a trained fighter. But guess what? Having some type of skills is going to help you in every sense for an attack, you know, especially in hand-to-hand combat or somebody attacking you. And I want to empower every single person that comes into that gym to feel better and feel stronger when they leave and have real skills. And what I'm showing, I'm not doing what I'm doing is not a, you know, hyped up cardio boxing class that's popular. You know, this isn't Equinox, you know, no disrespect to Equinox, great gym. But I'm saying, like, this is what I'm showing is, like, you come into my gym, I don't care that you're, you know, I'm not trying to pump your ego up and tell you how great you are. I want to show you how to defend yourself. That's what I'm teaching. If you want to learn a real jab, cross, left hook, you know, and how to slip punches and how to possibly get out of a situation that you're in, I'm going to show you that. That's what I want to show you, so that you can leave the gym and you can protect yourself and you can feel strong. That's what I want to do for every single person.
You know, in the last few years, first of all, it's tremendous. In the last few years, I think even pre-October 7th, there has been more and more anti-Semitism that's just become more normalized. In our neighborhood, a couple of years ago, my daughter was called a kike because she was wearing a long skirt, and some kids in the neighborhood recognized her as a Jew. Another one of my daughters in Lakewood, New Jersey, we were there during a holiday. A car drove by and screamed Jew out the window. My husband, you know, goes to work sometimes in Midtown. A lot of times he just stays home these days, you know, in our post-COVID world. But I'm scared for him to be walking around in a yarmulke in Manhattan. You know, people are crazy. And so I think really for people that wear their Jewishness visibly, having these skills really do matter. Were you at the Adas Torah Pico Robertson protest, counter-protest? Were you there that day or?
No, no. Uh-huh. Thank God I wasn't there. I wasn't there. Seeing what happened really sickens me. You know, it just disgusts me. Allison, I look at this stuff and I look at what's happening, and it just makes me literally sick to my stomach seeing what's going on. You know, my wife and I live outside of LA. You know, so we're not in that area. I wasn't there. I saw what happened, obviously, with all the video and all the footage that was there. But I wasn't there. But at the, you know, look, it's just a wild situation. You talk about, like, your husband walking around and being visibly Jewish. Look, me, I'm not a little guy. You know, I'm 6'2", 215 pounds. I've been called a kike. I have been called a kike. I've been called a Jew. I've been called these names. It's people that think that this stuff doesn't exist. It's so wild that, like, oh no, anti-Semitism isn't a thing. I've literally seen this. I've seen my rabbi called names. The things that have happened that I've experienced, you know, I mean, years ago, I got beat up over a high necklace when I was younger. I mean, it's just, so I've experienced this stuff firsthand, you know? And then what's crazy is I've never been visibly Jewish. I've always rocked a, you know, a Star David or a Magen David or a high, right? But like since I was younger, but I'm visibly Jewish only started since October 7th, right? But what's crazy is the different looks I get now compared to the looks I used to get are fascinating, just from like a sociological standpoint. I mean, being in Las Vegas, walking around, for example, walking around the Wynn Casino with a yarmulke on and tzitzit, and just seeing people, some people giving me like a thumbs up, which is awesome, and then other people just looking at me like they want to kill me. But it's crazy seeing it real, or walking around LA and just seeing people, the looks that I get now are so different than the looks I used to get. And it's real, which makes me want to do it more. Like, okay, yeah, okay, sure. But it's wild seeing it firsthand and realizing like, wow, and I've only been doing this for 7-8 months. I can only imagine, you know, the people that have been doing this their whole lives.
And you still have a modern Orthodox look about you. For 1 year for Purim, I dressed up as a Beis Yaakov girl, as someone more from like the ultra Orthodox community. And I have to tell you, walking through Manhattan, you know, kind of in that more traditional Jewish garb, I got so many disgusted looks. Mm-hmm. What Hasidim and Haredi Jews are so dehumanized and have been for years. And I think, I think the broader Jewish community is realizing how bad it's getting. Let me ask you a question. You're a fighter, and yeah. I'm a fighter too. I don't fight with my hands, although I am a pretty good shot, and maybe I will take a self-defense course. Maybe you're inspiring me now. I want to fight for as long as I can, but at a certain point, and also do the spiritual stuff. But what point do we run? What point do we go from fight to run to return to Israel? Is that something that's on your mind? Fight here for a certain amount of time, and then maybe we just go home?
Well, look, this is, for a lot of us, this is our country. America is our country. Listen, I'll tell you this. I'm happy you just asked me this, because I want to make Aliyah more than I can explain, more than I can articulate on this podcast. When I was in Israel, it was the second time I had been to Israel, when I was just there last year. And I came home and I told my wife, like, we belong there. Like, we belong there. The love that I felt from everybody. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that I was there. Mm-hmm. I was just there doing whatever I could. I wasn't doing anything, super special. But it's so crazy. People were so grateful. Like, oh, my God, you came from America? Like, wow. They were so, the love I felt, you know, going to the wall, just walking through Jerusalem. I just felt like this is where I should be. Going to being invited to different Shabbat dinners and being with different families. I'm like, this is where I should be. This is where I belong. I want to be there so bad. As far as run, I'm not running anywhere. I'm not running. That's not in my vocabulary. I'm not running. Do I want to make Aliyah because I believe that I belong? I believe that that's where my people belong? Absolutely. I would love to go there. And I hope one day, God willing, to open up a Bear Jew boxing club in Jerusalem, because that's my ultimate goal. That's what I really want. But as far as the Jews here in America, look, this is our country. This is our country. We have been on the right side of things in this country. Since this country started, pretty much, the Jews more or less have been on the right side of every issue. I'm not saying every issue, but the majority of every issue. You know, the Jewish people have always been compassionate, good people. And so to see what's going on here, it blows my mind. And all I can do is pray that things will, you know, eventually righten themselves or get righted. But in the meantime, listen, Jewish people are changing, a lot of them, a lot of us here. And a lot of you talk about the stereotypes that, you know, the weak, nerdy Jews, and then the strong Israeli Jews. Hey, look, you know what? Jewish people are changing for the better in this country. A lot of them are done with it. Mm-hmm. I'm done with it. There's so many issues that I would just shut my mouth and like, hey, you know what? I'll just listen. I'll be quiet and I'll, you know, maybe learn something. This ain't one of them. I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah.
This is the issue I will stand up for. This is my people. This is my religion. This is my faith. This is my, you know, this is everything to me. And I'm not going anywhere, God willing. And neither are the people that I see out there. So, you know, I don't think we're running anywhere. I think that Jews are in this country and you know, and they're going to stand up for themselves.
Have any of the people that
hopefully more initiatives like mine are going to spread, because I've already seen on Instagram people say, oh my God, we need this in Crown Heights. We're going to do this in Brooklyn. Oh my God, we need to do this in Toronto. I've seen this now on comments.
For sure. This is something that we need to be doing all over the place. Have you, any of the people that you've trained had to use any of the skills you've taught them yet? Has anyone expressed feeling more confident or any real life situations where it was relevant?
Well, yes and no. There's certainly been people that have, you know, in the short time I've been doing this, in a couple months, I've seen a lot of progress among quite a few people that have been coming regularly. As far as somebody having to use these skills, a woman who I'm not going to name, of course, comes to my class. She's lovely, a lovely woman, and got attacked the other day. I don't think it was actually her Jewishness that got her attacked in this situation. She got attacked, though, by somebody. I believe he was just a person possibly on drugs or I don't know. But, you know, she got attacked. She got punched in the face. And this happened just recently, just the other day. I couldn't believe it. Blindsided. I would have been in trouble, because it just happened from somebody ran up on her from the side. They had the camera footage. But this is happening. This is a reality that we're living in today, especially in Los Angeles. But Jewish people have to deal with it twofold, because you also have people that are literally out to harm Jews.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then anti-Semitism is denied. Or if we speak about an anti-Semitic attack, then we're suddenly accused of Islamophobia. When before that, we were told that you can't say all lives matter. Super frustrating. So where do you see this, your club going? You know, you started with the Yeshiva Boys, you're moving on now to women. Do you hope to expand to other parts of the community? How are you getting the word out?
So as of right now, I'm doing it weekly. That's all I'm able to get the gym for at this point. Hopefully I can expand it a little more. Again, I'm not, this isn't something I'm doing for money. So I'm not making any money off of this. I'm just doing this to do it. You know, it's a nonprofit. I'm going to get some clothing out there to spread the word, some Bear Jew Boxing Club hoodies. Outside of that, I'm going to start doing classes in Chabad's, you know, different ones. I've already, my rabbi, for example, we're going to start one up in the South Bay area, and we're going to start a class up for boys and young people out here. So I'm going to try to spread it as much as I possibly can. I'm only one person. I hope that other people do similar things. You know, I think they will. Just like you said, a lot of Jews now are becoming gun owners. A lot of Jews are becoming trained. I think that's a great thing. I think it's absolutely a great thing. I think you can't be trained enough. You cannot be trained enough. So I encourage that for everybody.
Amazing. And how, if people want to sign up for one of your classes, where are they located? How do they sign up?
So I'm on my Instagram, the club's Instagram is Bear Jew Boxing Club. And if you want to sign up, you can literally email bearjewboxingclub@gmail.com. Simple as that. You sign up, you say what class you want to come to on the weekend. And if there's a spot, I will literally reply personally and say, come on through.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing your part. I don't actually know what part is in terms of, you know, strengthening the Jewish people. Is it teaching them how to fight? Is it, you know, the spiritual merit of, you know, connecting more deeply with our heritage? I'm sure it all contributes, but thank you for continuing to be a fighter for our people. And we should hear good news. We should merit to see the final redemption.
God willing. Thank you so much, Allison. I really appreciate you having me.
And I appreciate your work. And we should not be scared Jews. We should be bear Jews.
That's right. I like that.
Okay. And thank you so much for joining us. Thanks so much for listening. You can catch us same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.